people who are just going to leave the city and going to take their kids out in the middle of nowhere and try to raise them right. If you've ever been in an orange grove, you know there's nothing but dirt and sand, dirt and sand. And this particular orange grove is a six-acre grove and hadn't been worked for a long time, and they're trying to make it organic, and they're just basically adding as much pony poop as they can get to it, trying to raise their kids right and trying to keep the whole thing clean. Lots of hatchy grove land. I'm living on sand, lots of hatchy grove land. I'm raising these here kids the best that I can. On honey bells and tangerines, we try to keep our hands clean. I'm towing the line, it's a tough stretch to find, and I'm working real hard in my yard. Raising up tomatoes and beans, we try to keep our land clean. It ain't so strange how we live. Who ain't waiting for the fruit to come in? Just when I think we might dry up from sheer frustration is when the springtime calls and the flower falls down in sweet expectation. Just when I think we might dry up from sheer frustration is when we play some tunes while the blossoms bloom so sweet you can almost taste them. I'm living on sand, lots of hatchy grove land. I'm raising these three boys and one husband. On 6 acres and sweet dreams, we try to keep our hands. Raising up tomatoes and beans, we try to keep our hands. On honey bells and tangerines, we try to keep our hands clean. Thank you very much.
Let me make an announcement.
Go for it.
There's a young man named Brandon Johnson who has on a maroon shirt. Brandon, your bus is about to leave. If you don't get there in time, you're going to get an F and you're going to have no place to live. And you're supposed to go to the Folklife area right now. Thank you.
Tell little Brendan where the Folklife area is.
The Folklife area is back up at the top of the hill this way. How's that?
Beside the tower.
There's a kid in a purple shirt. Grab him. Grab him. Anything? Right there. Kid in a purple shirt.
Are you Brandon? Just checking.
I love harassing kids. Well, this is a Florida song. I'm sure you've all heard it. I'd like this song to be the Florida State song. In all due respect to Stephen Foster, who was actually never here, guys. Hate to blow the myth. Never set foot in Florida. But he wrote a great song about a lovely river. But I think it's time for a change. Now, you all know this song. You probably just don't know that I wrote it. It's called the Orange Blossom Special. The Orange Blossom Special, Cracker Cat. Not a lot of hot picking, just some heavy licking. Oh, well, I had a red cat once. He liked to drink beer a lot. He really could woof it down. Saturday, he'd wait for my dad to bring the boat in and catch a clunkers before they hit the ground. And now it's red cat tickling the strings with his whiskers, kicking my dog with his toes. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinks some mocking birds don't know. Well, my husband almost killed me when I brung home a red cat. He said, I don't like cats at all. Well, I begged and I begged, said I'd keep them both fed if you give me back that red fuzz ball. And now it's red cat tickling the strings with his whiskers, kicking my dog with his toes. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinks some mocking birds don't know. Ba-da-da-da, squawk, squawk, da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will will come, red kitty, oranges and all. Hey, red cat, I see your green eyes. I hear you singing your midnight lullabies. Meow. I'm trying to kiss my baby goodnight. When up on the old breast bed jumps this fired up redhead. He said, that cat, he ain't sleeping here tonight. And now it's red cat tickling the strings with his whiskers, kicking my dog with his toes. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinks the mockingbirds don't know. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinking that he just don't show. Where does that red cat go? Here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, 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 yeah, all right. Thank you. I think that red cat must be hiding under somebody's red pants. You guys got to listen to Yarko Antonovich later. He's the best. All right, I'm going to switch to the banjo now, aggravate you a little more. Ah, yeah, man. Yeah, 1 o'clock. Whoa, listen to what humidity did to this. For all you purists, this is not tuned to concert. If any of you have like harmonicas or guitars under the seat, you're gonna play along. I'll be lucky if I get in tune with itself. This is a song that I originally learned from Bill Mansfield, who's not playing here today because he's a member of the Folklife Bureau, so he's here to serve today. Close enough. It's called The Bald Headed Into the Broom. Well, love is such a very fine thing, it catches young and old. It's just like a plate of boarding house hash, many a man's been sold. It'll make you feel like a freshwater eel, it calls your head to swell. You lose your mind cause love is blind and it empties your pockets as well. So boys, stay away from the girls, I say, and give them lots of room. After you wed, they'll bang it to your dead with a bald headed into the broom. When a fella's courting a pretty little girl, he'll talk as gentle as a dove. He'll call her honey and spend his money to prove he's solid in love. When his money's all gone and his clothes are in the hawk, you find the old saying's true, that a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush, but what is he gonna do? So boys, stay away from the girls, I say, and give them lots of room. After you wed, they'll bang it to your dead with a bald headed into the broom. When married folks got lots of cash, their love is true and strong. But when they's got to feed on hash, love don't last too long. With a wife and 17 half-starved kids, well, I tell you, it's no fun. When the butcher comes around to collect his bill with a dog and an old shotgun. So boys, stay away from the girls, I say, and give them lots of room. After you wed, they'll bang it to your dead with a bald headed into the broom. Now, fellas, all take my advice, don't be in a hurry to wed. And don't think things over till the honeymoon's over, cause then you're gonna wish you're dead. With a cross-eyed baby on each knee and a wife with a plastered nose, you find love don't run so smooth when you have to wear secondhand clothes. So boys, stay away from the girls, say, and give them lots of room. After you wed, they'll bang it to your head with a bald-headed into the broom. After you wed, they'll bang it to your dead with a bald-headed in of the broom. Very much, you're very kind. Moving right along into the Florida series here. Let me do a tune called Rusty Banjo. This is written in the old Appalachian drone style. The banjo is the kind of instrument you have to retune for every key. Thank you. I'm an old woman living these hills alone. Had me a man, once a good man, but now he's gone. And all he left me with was this banjo, this shotgun, this old shack, and a dog. Way back in them old stone mountains, high up in the clear blue air, once she loved a man so much, well, she'd love him to death. And now she sees that same man lying there. Every night it was the same man lying there. He said, don't call for no doctor. Doctor cannot cure this pain. Woman, fetch that bottle down off of the shelf and bring me back my banjo and my cane. Bring me back my banjo and my cane. His goodbye kiss was so dry and coldly, she knew right then he weren't coming back. He left the dog waiting, wailing at the door. He kept his shotgun hanging in that shack. Say bye, old friend, I ain't never coming back. Cried, I love you. She knew that man passed on when an old crow called, round about when dusk was coming on. Hear the wind singing his old song. Ooh, this is your part. Ooh. Back in them old stone mountains, high up in the clear blue air, swear she'd follow that man through heaven or hell. And every night she wishes she were there. Every night she say a little prayer. Heaven or hell, she wishes she were there. Undying, never ending love, Rusty Banjo. Thank you very much. True story. That means that all the other ones have been lies. This is a song about Florida. I figure pretty much most of you got here by plane, train, or car. My family came here at the turn of the century. And one side of the family was fishermen, one side of the family was farmers, and I guess I'm pretty representative of that cross. I smell and I got dirt under my nails. oh, good, thank you, perfect. But this is what I want to tell you. Everybody that's here in Florida, I want them to think of themselves as native Floridians. Think of people that are here to protect this land. And try to treat it with some respect. This little song addresses several people who don't treat it respectfully. The Likes Brothers closing up Fish Eating Creek. Vindicator Industries putting radiation on our fresh fruit. The sugar industry. And my own Olita River down in Miami. Where they, you know, they can't leave a nice little river alone. They got to build townhouses on it. So this is what it's all about. And I want you to know that you really can make a difference. You really can make a difference. Get out there with your signs and protest a little, and you'd be surprised what might happen. We're Florida sugar. We're raising cane. Burning and a-slashing and a-trashing up your glades. We got a hankering for money. Got more money than brains. Boys, back pump that water into Okeechobee again. Florida, Florida, I'm here to say, we're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home to the ground. Lick big sugar. Well, we're the Likes Brothers. We got us a beef with all them canoers down on Fish Eating Creek. We gonna string us up some barbed wire. They'll run hog tied home. Floridians, remember, when it's likes, it's gone. Yeah, I'm not buying it. Florida, Florida, I'm here to say we're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home to the ground. We're Vindicator Industries, Mulberry, FLA. We run your food through radiation. It keeps better that way. Forget about the cobalt or the nuclear waste. Here's a four-month-old strawberry. Don't you love that fresh Florida taste? Yeah, bite it, yeah. Florida, Florida, I'm here to say we're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, big boy, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home into the ground. The Olita River, she still runs wild through Miami. She's a developer's dream, except for them pesky manatees. Well, we bankrupt Bauman's townhouses. Gwen Margolis said she was robbed by environmental watchdogs on a 24-hour job. Yeah, bite it, yeah. Florida, Florida, I'm here to say we're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home into the ground. Well, Florida, Florida, I'm here to say, hey, fellow Floridians, y'all stop giving it away. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home into the ground. Y'all's Floridians now. Thank you very much. I'm out here. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Now, I know everybody loves the Mickey Land, and I know everybody's thrilled about it. You got to understand there's another side. And that's the side of the people who lived in the sleepy little town of Orlando. I used to live in a sleepy little town in Miami. I know how they feel. This song is written from their point of view. This song was, not too long ago, this song was lifted from me at the Florida Folk Festival. And somehow, through absolutely no doing of myself, ended up on Morning Edition, National Public Radio. Had a lot of Disney attorneys, 360 attorneys with nothing to do, but call me up. I love it. Here we go. The tourist jetting to Orlando, this warm Rosie O'Grady station. Some folks live there year-round, but they got reservations of their own. Kind of hard to call a mousetrap home, especially since that rat the dead Orlando. The dirty little rat the dead Orlando. Now Florida's got a lot of swampland. In the 60s, swampland was hard to sell. Disney made them boys an anonymous offer. They were happier than hell. They moved away. Rest of folks had to stay and pay up to that rat the dead Orlando. The dirty little rat the dead Orlando. Here's your part, you know it. M-I-C, see real soon. K-E-Y, why? Because we like your money. M-O-U-S-A. Now, not all that Florida land, all that Kissimmee land was swamp land. There was some good pine, good scrub. Little pieces of property owned by folks that didn't have no financial plans. They had a dream in hand. Little mom and pop orange groves. People living off the fruits of their labor, and that is hard land to buy because that land comes with a dream running right smack dab through the middle of it. So they're going to annex the land. My aunt and uncle, they never had nothing but a fireball red stock car and a little piece south of Orlando for when they retire, got old and gray. Orange County annexed it away. gave it to that rat that had Orlando, made a sewer plant out of it, the dirty little rat that had Orlando. M-I-C, cereal soon, K-E-Y-O-Y, because we like your money, M-O-O-U-S-A. You know, it was a real shame that Disney took that land from my aunt and uncle, because when it came time for them to retire, they ended up in my family home, down in the Keys, Isla Mirada, Lower Batacombe, mile marker 77. Everybody, I think, has a relative like this. This is my Uncle Bob. He came 3 weeks, he stayed 3 years. Uncle Bob drank all the beers. Well, my heart's in my hand, Orlando. I know how tough it can be when your hometown disappears right from under your feet. You got my sympathy. I'm a third generation native from Miami. Oh, I have seen the things that you see. Of course, the difference is my town was always a Mickey Mouse town. And one day they're gonna build a bullet train from Miami to where you are. Well, at least I won't have to drive my relatives up in my car. I'm sick of tourist spots, and I never really liked them a lot. Especially since that rat that got Orlando, the dirty little rat that had Orlando. M-I-C, cereal soon, K-E-Y-Y, because we like your money. Daddy and mommy's money too. M-I-C, cereal soon, kids. K-E-Y, bring lots of mommy and daddy's green money and credit cards, yeah! M-O-U-S-A. You dirty little rat, you, yeah! Thank you very much. You've been a great audience. Thank you so very, very much. Bye-bye. Enjoy the festival, and use all Floridians now.
Thank you, Valerie Caracappa. All right. Don't be shy, Valerie. Speak your mind, sister. Our next real treat is Dale Kreider. Yes, sir. What can you say about Dale? He's mighty tall, mighty tall. Hello. Dale has been working for the state of Florida for almost 30 years. Writing and collecting environmental songs, telling the story of Florida, telling what makes it good, what could keep it from being good. And like Valerie, Dale has been a stand for a very long time for keeping Florida sane. And so after almost 30 years, Dale says he's about ready to retire from working for the state, but he's going to keep on singing, keep on doing these songs. So make welcome Dale Kreider.
Thank you. Thank you, Ernie. It's a pleasure for me to be back here, and I'd like to start out with a song I first introduced here about 31 years ago. It's called The Mangrove Buccaneer. When the hurricane took my woman, I moved out to sea. I took revenge against the wind, I learned the pirate's creed. I cursed the sea for taking my dream, in spite I robbed its goal. Robed in fortune, I forgot my shame in the Gulf of Mexico. So sail it to the Keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's sneer. Draw them out to scale, lad. Mark the secret trail by gad. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. Lightered smoke drives the skeeters off, and they bite worse each day. I dimmed the towel, I climbed the rigging aloft to keep first watch over the bay. By night a fever struck my crew, they all were dead by dawn. I know that plague shall take me too, so my secret's in my song. On the last key to the west, underneath an eagle's nest, dig a fathom in the rotten tear. Chester rotted from the bale, but the yellow gold will prove the tale about the mangrove buccaneer. So sail it through the keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's sneer. Draw them out to scale, lad, mark the secret trail, began. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. Switching to the top end of the state, the Apalachicola, Florida's largest river. When she leaves the dam at Chattahoochee, winding in a southern flow, easy on her way, another night or day, she'll finally reach the Gulf of Mexico. Apalachicola River water in veins of our land. Alligators in her swampy borders are a part of nature's plan. Give the word to protect her. Call the technical sector. Soften up the cry to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola, let her whine. Apalachicola, strong in mind. Apalachicola, flowing fine, Lord. Apalachicola, doing time. So as we turn the page of natural history, she's winding in a southern flow, nursing in her waves the oysters and the bays. This is just a part of nature's role. Apalachicola River water in veins of our land. Alligators in her swampy boulders are a part of nature's plan. Give the word to protect her. Call the technical sector. Soften up the cry to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola, let her whine. Apalachicola, strong in mind. Apalachicola, flowing fine, Lord. Apalachicola, doing time. Thank you. Under the southern bald eagle, with searching, sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. Yes, a wilderness tries to survive. Consider a species endangered, and it's a sight of our symbol so rare, and it's a part of this nation's best bone and body, the bald eagle high in the air. No gold or silver can compare. The eagle is a friend to all people who wants wilderness to bear so many times. And it's under the southern bald eagle that I hope we'll be changing our minds. We're the air where the symbol is flying. And the river where the eagle is crying. Under the southern bald eagle, with searching, sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. A note about an osprey, an eagle and a panther. Note about a wood stork and the manatee. Note about an otter and the Opelousa darter. Sturgeons in the Suwannee and the mammals in the sea. Caracara of Kissimmee, wasted on the prairie. Drainage of the wetland took the sandhill crane. Crocodiles in the mangroves, the Everglade kite woes. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo. It's a photo of an osprey, an eagle and a panther. Photo of a wood stork and a manatee. Photo of an otter and the Opelousa darter. Sturgeons in the Suwannee and the mammals in the sea. Click, my camera goes for the last live photo. Will McLean wrote this song, and he used to recite it just before one of his tunes. It never was a melody placed on it before Will died, as far as I know. So I started sort of reciting this poem as he did. And over the last 5 years, it's turned into a little bit of a melody. I'm supposed to sound like a hawk. My soul is a hawk, and I am but returned to the place the Indians call land where the wind is born. And into the cold and lonely spaces of the upper sky soar I. The beauty of Florida below me, my soul is a hawk. As the thermal air currents send their songs through my wing feathers, I soar in ever-widening circles. My yellow eyes piercing, enrapture the blues, the golds, the oranges, and the faint pinks of sunset. And I see in that far, far distance my haven. That majestic old tree on whose limbs I find. My soul is a hawk. My soul is a hawk. My soul is a hawk for this land of flowers. Yes, Ernie told you, I came here 31 years ago. I was one of the starry-eyed first-comers to the Folk Festival, 1964. That particular year, a bunch of my friends were coming up from West Palm Beach, and they were in a bread truck, in a sort of converted bread truck. And the bread truck broke down at Yeehaw Junction, down at State Road 60, and all these pickers were out on the side of the road wondering how they were going to get to White Springs. And an 18-wheeler empty came by with one of those great big old trailers. Wasn't anything back there but a few blankets. It was like a moving van. So he loaded all of those pickers up here and he parked it right down there about 600 feet from here. And it was lodging for anyone at White Springs that weekend. It was wall-to-wall folks, folkies. That's the year we could, that was private property right down there below where the Seminole Indians have their camp. There was a great big old hotel there, big old three-story hotel. You could get a room for about $8 a night. And there wasn't anything happening here at White Springs, no other stage other than this marble stage right here. So when you walked up this, or crawled up this hill here, you didn't go much further back that way. They had the bell tower over there, but where the amphitheater was, is now, there wasn't anything. Loxahatchee River bleeds the fatal blood of the manatees. From the boat propeller blades fall the fable mermaid. An osprey in a gentle wind made a sudden stoop again. Wings and talons flare apart, fins and feathers, works of art. Another mullet's broken heart is the part of the Loxahatchee. Now that is natural as can be, but woe to boats that break the speed and hack the backs of the manatee in the grass beds of the Loxahatchee. Now the sea cow seldom roams past Tropicana River homes. Speedboat speed has won the race, and scarred the sea cow's docile face. The Loxahatchee River bleeds the fatal blood of the manatees. From the boat propeller blades falls the fabled mermaid. There's a wolf in Florida now. There was a wolf here long before when the settlers first came into Florida. We didn't like that wolf. We believed more in Red Riding Hood and how wolves would eat you. And so we killed out the red wolf. That was the wolf that was here when the Indians knew him and called him brother. We European types came in. We came in with an image of wolves being really bad, that they were just absolutely going to kill everybody they came in contact with. Truth is that we never had a single person attacked by this pack of wolves. They didn't pack, in fact. They usually roamed in pairs. They were more like coyotes and were not a big threat to early settlers, even though
we didn't realize this, and we had these horrifying ideas of wilderness in the new land, and we associated wolves with death. But we know now that wolves are the forerunner of dogs and therefore can be our best friend. And in a sense of ecology, they're a friend of Florida. So we've brought wolves back to Florida. It's called the red wolf. And we have them now somewhat introduced. They're actually introduced into the wild in places like South Carolina on the Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge. They're in the Smoky Mountain National Park now. And we have hopes of having a wolf pack here in Florida before it's over with. They won't pack, keep saying that, a family of wolves here someplace in Florida. I wrote this song about wolves. It's called The Red Wolf Howls at the Tallahassee Moon. It's on my last LP. It's one I've used a number of years around the state. The Red Wolf Howls. For the howls above the hills of Tallahassee, the silence yearns with absence of Red Wolf, and as we long for its return in the springtime, when the song can be heard from Jackson's Bluff. Yahoo! The wolf song will carry if we listen. Yahoo! The wolf song will howl the fullest tune, for the red wolf is back to occupy its habitat. It can sing once more for the Tallahassee moon. The Big Bend wind over Red Wolf Den will gain new meaning when the howless nights of the recent past will all have gone, and the new pack song of the Red Wolf shall be singing when the litter pups join in this native song. Yahoo! Wolf song will carry if we listen. Yahoo! The wolf song will howl the fullest tune, for the red wolf is back to occupy its habitat. It can sing once more for the Tallahassee moon. The Big Bend wind over Red Wolf Den will gain new meaning when the howlest nights of the recent past will all have gone, and the new pack song of the Red Wolf shall be singing when the litter pups join in this native song. No more to hear the wolfless wind of Tallahassee, where springtime is always sung with flower blooms in new habitats tonight. There's one Appalachian site where the red wolf howls at the Tallahassee moon. Yahoo! The wolf song will carry if we listen. Yahoo! The wolf song will howl the fullest tune, while the red wolf is back to occupy its habitat. It can sing once more for the Tallahassee moon. The red wolf howls at the Tallahassee moon. Yahoo! Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to do one more. It's a pleasure for me to be here again at White Springs. I'm sure everybody's going to have a wonderful weekend. Keep my hands here from going into a cramp position here. I'm here substituting for Tammy Murray. Tammy's had a lot of problems lately. Her mother got in a car wreck with her, and her mother got killed, and she ended up getting some ribs broken, and so she wasn't able to be with us here this weekend. So I'm sort of pinch hitting for Tammy. Hope she gets better soon. This is my final song. It's one that I like to dedicate to the Florida panther, the animal that I think is most in need of public and human help. And this is called The Survival of Big Guy. Pain ripped his legs and body, but the wild panther was strong. Losing his blood on the Tamiami Trail, U.S. Highway 41. The motorist had wheeled over his body, this rarest mammal of all. His eyes reflecting from the car headlights, though for hours no help would come. Broken hind legs were bleeding, the weaker the big cat became. There was little help for the panther when Townsend the truck driver came. Well, the rescue and the surgery saved him, and now he leaps to veterinary fame. He's recovered with the health care for wildlife now, and all Florida has heard of his name. But the fast cars on the roads across the Everglades may cause more panthers to die. But if human concern can make the difference, we'll save wildlife like Big Guy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dale Kreider. Now we're going to have a band called Orange Street come up. And we're going to have, oh, just go ahead and get set up, boys. This is Andrew Kelly, and this is Matthew Johnson. I'm sorry. I don't know where I got the, you know, I was thinking ahead. Martin Johnson. Martin liked the guitar. And this is not the mama. So, I'll tell you what I was thinking about, Martin. Instead of thinking about your name, I was thinking about telling the story while you guys set up about you sleeping in the guitar case. It's a famous story about Martin. We were all at a party one night, and Martin was a little bitty kid, and we looked over, and the guitar case was open, and Martin had just curled up in it because they're kind of they're kind of plush on the inside anyway. So Martin, we woke Martin up, and we started playing a game called "What's the scariest face you can make?" And Martin was, you were about three, and Martin would go. And I'd go, "That's pretty scary, Martin." Then I'd go, he'd go, "That's pretty scary." And then he'd go, and I'd go, "That's pretty scary." And then I'd go, and he'd go, "Don't do that one." And I knew I had a really scary one. Martin, you've written a fiddle tune. Is that true? You going to play it here now? Okay. Well, then where can we see you that you're going to do that?
What?
Where are you going to play that I can hear it?
Here. Well, right here, I guess.
You mean you might play it here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hoping.
You probably will. Well,
Okay, Orange Street.
Trades in England, the begging is the best. For when the beggar's tired, he can sit him down and rest. And the begging I will go, tay, the begging I will go. I've a bag for me porridge and another for me salt. I've a barrel, little crutches, thou shall see how I can halt. And the begging I will go, tay, the begging I will go. I've a bag for me porridge and another for me rye. I've a bottle by me side for to drink when I am dry. And the begging I will go, tay, the begging I will go. in a hollow tree I spend the night, and there I pay no rent, for Providence provides for me, and I am well content. And the begging I will go, tay, the begging I will go. I rise whene'er I like, and I heed no maester's bell. A man will be daft to be a king, for beggars live so well. And the begging I will go, tay, the begging I will go.
Orange Street. I'm Martin Johnson, this is Andrew Kelly, and we play and sing songs of the British Isles. This next song is about a little fishing village, or that was a little fishing village off the coast of Scotland. It's called the Mingalay Boat Song.
Hail you ho, boys, let her go. What care we for wind and weather? Swing her round, boys, every inch is wearing homeward to Mingalay. Hill you ho, boys, let her go, boys.
Thank you. Well, I promised Ernie I would do this one, so I'm going to do it.
Woo-hoo.
I wrote this one. It's a fiddle tune called Hawshaw Knob.
Thank you.
this next song is about the clipper ships that sailed from Europe to China as fast as they could. The first one back would get a large sum of money for the freshest tea crop. And this song is called Honor and Praise. Right to the point. On a fine summer's morning, we lay at the quay. Holds were filled high with the treasures of the sea, so that they could be transported by men such as we to homeland and to queen. When the loading was done, we hoist at full sail, prayed for good winds to guide us and deliverance from gale. And the thoughts of the crew turned to home and strong ale, as we cast off the ropes and set sail. Fight for honor and for praise, sail the seas throughout the days, in cold ground I'll never lay. I'd rather die on the ocean, 30 days out to sea. And the weather was fine, the winds that we prayed for had making good time. The honor of first home was soon to be mine, to homeland and to queen. But the night became stormy, and the wind changed our course. The gale was a-blowing, and the wind gathered force. And I wondered if ever we'd reach our home port, or if we'd all be lost in the storm. Fight for honor and for praise, sail the seas throughout the days, in cold ground I'll never lay. I'd rather die on the ocean, when the waves wash the deck, in the wind we rot. I fought with the wheel to stay clear of the rocks, but the fighting was in vain. In the storm we were locked, and our prayers flew away on the wind. Well, I coughed and I choked, and I tasted the sea. Looked over the sands, there was no one but me, and I knew that the might of the sea had finished me. And I wished that I drowned in the storm. Fight for honor and for praise, sail the seas throughout the days, in cold ground I'll never lay. I'd rather die on the ocean, and I've lived with the thoughts for the rest of my days. I would give in the lives of the crew just for pay, in search of those garlands of honor and praise. And I wished that I drowned in the storm. Fight for honor and for praise, sail the seas throughout the days, in cold ground I'll never lay. I'd rather die on the ocean. Fight for honor and for praise, sail the seas throughout the days, in cold ground I'll never lay. I'd rather die on the ocean.
This next few tunes is a medley of Irish songs. First is the Trip to Sligo, then the Road to Lisinvarna, and ending up with the Swallowtail Jig. Thank you.
Thanks.
This next song is about takes place in Ireland. It's about a man who falls in love with a girl in Dublin called Molly Malone. Oh, and you can sing along in the chorus. It goes, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. So you're welcome to join in whenever you want.
Let's try now. Ready?
Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
All right, excellent.
Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. And she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they all wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Of a fever, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels a barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Good job. Give yourself a round of applause. We're going to do another medley, but this time it's from Scotland. Begins with the Hens March, then the Flowers of Edinburgh, then end up with the Call You Laddie.
Thank you. them things. Yeah. This song played by a medieval instrument is a fairly medieval song. It's called Scarborough Fair. It's played on an instrument called the bowed psaltery.
Go get yours quickly. While they're getting the bowed psalteries out, I'll introduce myself. This is Orange Street. I'm the backup guitar player. I'm John.
He drives a truck.
I play backup guitar and drive the truck.
Hey, it works for us. Be quiet. Witch, go back to your den.
All right.
Can I get somebody to help him with this right here?
What?
I don't know.
If it's down here, it's fine.
See if it'll pick up. It's picking up, okay.
Okay, good.
Okay. These can be played with on a stand using two bows, so you can play your own harmony, but that they've had those about a year, and they're starting to get a grip on them.
Okay, tip the microphone back. Good. There. You introduce it.
Okay. This is about a fortress in Texas called the Alamo.
Short and sweet.
In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antone, there's a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses, but you'll never see a one. But sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you may hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You may hear them as they answer to the roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more, Captain Diggins and Jim Boy, present and accounted for. In 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to may leave now, cause I'll fight to the death, let him stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line, with his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light. Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. Sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet for the plains, then he roared, I will show them no quarter, everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000, 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Tarzan held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and maimed. But the troops that were coming never came,
never came,
never came. Twice he Tarzan called a treat. On the fatal third time, Santa Anna breached the walls, and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent, and there's rust on each sword, and a small band of soldiers lies asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antone, rides a cowboy on his saddle like a statue all alone. And he sees the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Anna's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar. And his eyes turn sort of misty, and his heart begins to glow, and he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo, to the 13 days of glory at the Siege of Alamo.
Thank you very much. Well, now I'm going to stay.
Yep.
I see ya. Thanks.
Now it's the Johnson family, according to your programs. Don't let that fool you. It's me.
Now, hold on, sir. How can you be a family by yourself?
Tapeworms. No.
I'm a family.
There's two of us.
Okay, so now you're the Johnson family.
Well, actually, no, because
Lisa's leaving to go somewhere
gone.
Else.
She's gone
I know.
Somewhere else.
Okay, well, let's hear it for Orange Street. Now, the guy who was not the mama is now, in his own right, John Johnson.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Well, I work downtown at the old P.O., and the people walk in and out the door. I sell them the stamp, I put it on the letter, and they tell me this don't get no better than this. That scares me. I'm afraid they might be right. I look out the window, and what do I see? There's never a bird, there's never a tree, there's nothing alive out there at all. Just a big old yellow concrete wall, 'cause the city needs a new library. Cut down the trees and put her right over there in the park, boys. Well, my son came in the other day. I told him to go outside and play. He said, sorry, Dad, I don't want to go. I got a new game from a Nintendo. I want to sit in the air conditioning. Push the buttons. Help Mario save the princess from the dragon. Well, I got a little worried about the boy. I asked him what he knew about the fall of Troy, the Iliad, the Odyssey. He said, I'm sorry, Dad, it's all Greek to me. The boy's not literate. You talk about Homer, he thinks you mean Bart Simpson's dad. Well, I grabbed some worms and an old cane pole, took him down to the fishing hole. Feller comes over in a redneck hat. He says, you can't fish down here like that. You need a bass boat, a graphite rod, a live well, and a trolling motor, and a touring jacket sign right here. Boy, join our bass club. Only $300 a year. You can't beat it. It's a great deal. Well, I took a little walk in the piney wood. I figured a little bit of solitude would do me good. I was walking along, enjoying the trees, and nearly got run over by an ATV. That's an all-terrain vehicle. Get out and destroy, I mean enjoy nature, if you can find it. Well, I took the boy down to Disney World, down to the entertainment world, the plastic flags and the plastic trees, the plastic birds, the plastic breeze. Every time I get around plastic flowers, I start sneezing. I think I must be allergic to progress. I generally don't write songs unless I get mad about something. I get upset and then That one, I wasn't really mad about anything much. I was just sort of disgruntled with the whole scene. So that's the plastic talking Nintendo blues.
Actually, I don't have a Nintendo.
He doesn't have a Nintendo. He's got a Sega. Now, when I wrote that, he had a Nintendo. Yeah. I did get mad about something here a while back, though. They built the Oaks Mall down in Gainesville, and they were talking about cutting down all the trees up on the hill and putting in a plaza up there. They said the trees were dangerous, and the hill was dangerous because somebody could fall down it and break their arm and sue the people who built the Oaks Mall. So I wrote this song about it and sang it all over the place, but it just goes to show you that sometimes a song don't do a darn bit of good because they did it anyway. On the other side of the coin is they built a Toys R Us up there, and several good friends of mine are working there. One of them's the manager, so what can you say? Hey, find a key that I can sing this in. They took 100 acres of beautiful land. They cut all the trees down according to plan. Called in the workmen, and when they were done, they'd built the Oaks Mall, and that was phase one. Cut down the oaks, cut them all down. Bulldoze the hill, make it flat, level ground. Remove all the beauty, and what have you got? Just a big shopping mall and a big parking lot. Well, off to the west where the oak tree still stood, high on the hill in the beautiful wood. The workmen came early, and when they were through, they'd built the Oaks Plaza, and that was phase two. Cut down the oaks, cut them all down. Bulldoze the hill, make it flat, level ground. Remove all the beauty, and what have you got? Just a big shopping mall and a big parking lot. Well, off to the west. Well, the Oaks Plaza merchants aren't happy at all. You can't see the plaza from down at the mall. The hill and the oak trees are blocking the view. They've decided that there's only one thing to do. Cut down the oaks, cut them all down. Bulldoze the hill, make it flat, level ground. Remove all the beauty, and what have you got? Just a big shopping mall and a big parking lot. Well, the merchants have power, and this we all know. They've decided the hill and the oak trees must go. But I have a proposal, should please one and all. Save the hill and the trees and get rid of them all. Tear down the oaks, tear it all down. Bulldoze that sucker right down to the ground. Haul the debris to the landfill, and then let the oak trees grow tall at the Oaks Mall again. Jump up here, boy. I'll have you know that in writing songs, I am now a published songwriter. I don't mean that we've got a couple of tapes over here at the Pfaff booth, and on them are songs that I have written. But I did a song for Vigo in the 97th here a while back, and they said they liked it, and they taped it and asked if they could do it, and I said they could. And they went out in the Midwest and did it out there, and this fella out there heard it, and he called me up and says, I want to put your song on my next tape. And I said, well, what kind of money are we talking? He says, how does two tapes and $50 and standard royalties sound? I said, do it. I've gotten two royalty checks on that rascal so far. I've made almost $60. But I'm not going to quit my daytime job just yet. Anyway, this is the song. It's a sort of an ecological song. It shows what possibly could happen. You don't know what's growing out there in the landfills. It's called The Ballad of the Broccoli Man. The fire burns bright in the circle. The candle is passing around. The songs and the poems are merry, but the wind makes a long, doleful sound. Come gather around me, my children, come in as close as you can. I'll tell you a swamp man's legend, the story of Broccoli Man. Oh, beware, beware, for he's lurking out there while you are taking your ease. He's come to avenge the death of his friends, whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Where an old lady planted her garden, there was nuclear waste in the sand, and the mutated veggies developed to a thing they called Broccoli Man. They found the old lady one morning. She died of a terrible fright, and the broccoli creature was missing. It had fled to the swamps in the night. Oh, beware, beware, for he's lurking out there while you are taking your ease. He's come to avenge the death of his friends, whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Now you may like broccoli au gratin with hollandaise sauce on the side. To you it's just broccoli and breadcrumbs. To him it is rank vegicide. So don't leave the circle of firelight if the hideous monster appears. And I hope that somebody brought cheese sauce. It's the only thing Broccoli Man fears. Oh, beware, beware, for he's lurking out there while you are taking your ease. He's come to avenge the death of his friends, whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. This next song, I feel I need to make a little explanation. I have nothing against the city of St. Paul. I used it because it rhymed. The song is Call the Doctor. Oh, there once was a doctor. That's too low. Let's try it up. Oh, there once was a doctor who lived in St. Paul, who never would wait at a movie or ball. He'd just crash the line while he cheerfully called, "It's all right, I'm a doctor." Well, the doctor, he died, and to heaven he went, though somewhat surprised by his speedy ascent. That church league he'd sponsored was money well spent, thought the doctor. Well, he got to the gates wondering what he should do. St. Peter said, "Son, we've been waiting for you. Just fill out these forms and we'll process you through." "Forms?" said the doctor. He looked at the forms and there sure was a bunch. St. Pete said, "I'm hungry and I've got a hunch that you feel the same way. So why don't we have lunch?" "Right," said the doctor. At the lunchroom, he walked to the head of the queue, grabbed him a tray, and he started on through while he cheerfully called to the assembled crew, "It's all right, I'm a doctor." A lady in line said, "Let's make one thing clear. What you did down there makes no difference up here. So take your white coat and yourself to the rear of the line, Mr. Doctor." Well, just at that moment, a feller in white with a beard neatly trimmed walked in and went right to the head of the line, an action which quite upset the doctor. He ran to St. Peter, said, "How can this be? What makes this man so special than me?" He crashed the line, and it's obvious he is a doctor. St. Peter said, son, don't be causing a stink. Come into my office, I'll buy you a drink. You see, that feller's God, only sometimes he thinks he's a doctor. That comes from an old, old joke. If anybody knows any good lawyer jokes, let me know. I'm looking for one about them. All right, son, get back up here. I'm going to put you back to work.
How are we doing?
I don't know. I'll decide when you get up here. How's that sound? How's that for arbitrary? Oh, boy. This is a song about the traveling people. They're called in England, called Gypsies of the Romani. There's still some of them left, but particularly in Europe since World War II, they've almost died out. At one time, they were free to roam all over the continent and all over the British Isles. In Ireland, they're called tinkers. They're called the traveling people in Scotland. And they're called other things in England. This song is called The Life of the Rover. The old ways are passing, you cannot deny. The time of the traveler's over. There's nowhere to go and there's nowhere to bide. So farewell to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the gypsy, the tinker, the traveling man. And farewell to the life of the rover. Farewell to the campfire, farewell to the cant, farewell to the Romany talking. The buying and selling, the old fortune telling, the knock on the door and the hawking. Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the gypsy, the tinker, the traveling man. And farewell to the life of the rover. Farewell to the pony, the cob and the cart, the rein and the harness are idle. There's no need for a trap when you're breaking up scrap, so farewell to the bit and the bridle. Farewell to the tent, to the old caravan, to the gypsy, the tinker, the traveling man. And farewell to the life of the road. Farewell to the freedom to come and to go. Each one has a name and a number. There's a bylaw to say where you are, you can't stay. There's another that says you can't wander. Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the gypsy, the tinker, the traveling man. And farewell to the life of the road. Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the gypsy, the tinker, the traveling man, and farewell to the life of the rover. Wrong key on that one, sorry. This next song has a bit of a chorus in Gaelic. It says, Agus Fagami Shud Maratoshe, which means, I don't care, it makes no difference to me. It's called The Limerick Rake. I've got the right key. No, I don't. Gotta do that in E minor. I am a young fellow who's hazy and bold. In Castletown, Connors, I'm very well known. And in Newcastle West, I spent many's the note with Kitty and Judy and Mary. Me parents rebuked me for being such a rake and for spending me time in such frolicsome ways. But I ne'er could forget the good nature of Jane, Agus Hogamy, Shoot, Maratoshe. Me parents, they taught me to shake and to mow, to plough and to harrow, to reap and to sow. But me heart being heavy to drop it so low, I set out on the high speculation. On paper and parchment they taught me to write, in Euclid and grammar they opened me eyes. And in multiplication, in truth I was bright, Agus Hogamy, Shoot, Maratoshe. If I chance for to go to the town of Rock Hill, the fair maids around me do flock on the square. Some bring me a bottle and others sweet cakes to treat me unknown to their parents. There's one from Mashkeaton and one from the Pike and another from Arga, me heart hath beguiled. Though being from the mountains, her stockings are white, Agus Hogamy, Shoot, Maratoshe. To quarrel after riches I ne'er was inclined, for the greatest of misers must leave them behind. I will purchase a cow that will never run dry, and a milker be twisting her horn. John Damer of Trammell had plenty of gold, and Devonshire's treasure is 20 times more. But he's laid on his back among nettles and stone, Agus Hogamy, Shoot, Maratoshe. If I chance for to go to the market of Croom with a cock in me hat and me pipes in full tune, I am welcomed at once and brought up to a room where Bacchus is sporting with Venus. There's Kitty and Jean from the town of Brewy and Biddy from Bruff, and we're all on the spree. Such a combing of locks as there was about me, Agus Hogamy, Shoot, Maratoshe. Now some says I'm foolish, but more says I'm wise, for being fond of the women, I think it no crime. For the son of King David had 1,000 wives, and his wisdom was highly regarded. So I'll till the good garden and live at me ease, and each woman and child may partake of the same. If there's war in the cabin, themselves they may blame, Agus Hogamy, Shoot, Maratoshe. And now for the future I mean to be wise, and I'll call for the women who've acted so kind, and I'll marry them all in the morrow by and by, if the clergy will agree to the bargain. And when I'm on me back and me soul is at peace, these women will crowd for to keen at me wake, and their sons and their daughters will offer their prayer to the Lord for the soul of their father. There's a bit of philosophy for you. I think we'll do one more. That'll get Ernie back on. Ernie's not here anymore. It's Jan. That'll get us back on track anyway. Jump up, son. Let's do Joseph Baker. You like that one. It's about a fellow in England, up in Yorkshire, who was famous as a runner, both distance and speed. His name was Joseph Baker. He's 14 and not too low for you.
Yes.
He's
14 man.
That's too high for me.
Okay.
It's got to be there.
Okay.
He's 14 man of Chester. I'll have you all to hear. Of a man named Joseph Baker, who lived near Castlemere. He ran faster than the old red fox, and farther than the hounds. And all the men who challenged him, no equal could be found. He rose up every morning before the day was clear, and through the shady forest he pursued the royal deer. He ran the mist across the moor and the wind across the hill. He ran the dust along the road and the stream down by the mill. Now sportsmen came from near and far to challenge Baker's speed. In every place, in every race, they swore to do the deed. Now a tailor came from Tolkien, and a butcher came from Sale, and a sailor came from Birkenhead, and a soldier came from Sale. But he was never beaten until that fateful day, when death at last defeated him and took his breath away. But if you go out on a winter's night, you'll see him running still, as his ghost runs down from Kelso Church right up to Helmsby Hill. Yes, if you go out on a winter's night, you'll see him running still, as his ghost runs down from Kelso Church right up to Helmsby Hill. Thank you all very much.